marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast.
Eric's being dramatic already. We just started.
I'm never dramatic.
I moved the mic closer to him because he's so quiet. And he got like right up in it. There you go.
Why is it so close to me?
People are probably like, please talk like that. Yeah. We can finally hear you.
I'm not getting that close to it.
No. So we're at episode 11. Officially past the double digits. Is that your stomach?
Yeah.
You just ate. Need a snacky snack?
Maybe.
Get some ice cream or something.
I don't want no ice cream.
Reward yourself for 11 episodes.
I don't want no ice cream.
Oh. What do you want?
I don't know, like a steak?
That's not a snack. No, that's not a snack. So I started watching Supernatural from the beginning again. Because we haven't watched like the last few seasons or whatever.
Five.
I don't know how many there have been. The last season we like watched any of was when their mom came back. And then we quit watching it for some reason. And then we never watched it again.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember what season it was. But I like the original was the best. Like when they... they don't like drag something out for a whole season. They're like, bam, this happens. Bam, this happens. And then they wrap it up. That's what I like.
Yeah, you can only have so many monsters though.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I like them the best. You haven't seen all those, so... You went for a treat. Like, we just watched the Bloody Mary one. So, we're literally, like, on episode 6.
That's all you watched today?
Yeah, because I was playing Dead by Daylight.
Hmm.
I was getting fucking mad.
I think I started season 3 or 4.
You started when Cash showed up. So,
which is, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah. But that's a good... I like him. That's a good place to start, but the first ones are the best. I'll stand by that. Anyone that wants to... Talk to me about it.
You don't have to yell at me.
My ears are stuffed.
I'm going to watch it.
I don't think we don't have any corrections. So we've been doing pretty good, I guess. We got undumb.
I don't know. I never remember any podcast we do. I don't know what we talked about.
I know
last
what
week.
I'm saying. We haven't, nobody corrected me.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what there would be to correct because I don't remember it.
I don't know. I know Amanda also enjoyed Dick Pointer from last...
Dick Pointer, remember that?
Last episode. So if you didn't listen to episode 10...
It's a classic.
It's a classic. It's a haunting, and we had to pause the podcast because I couldn't keep it together.
Yeah, Ashley couldn't keep it together. I was fine. I just had to make a couple
because
jokes.
Because I knew it was coming. I knew it.
And you knew Dick Pointer was coming?
I knew you were going to say something about it.
There's another joke.
I get it. Help.
Yeah. Let's do a whole episode about Dick Pointer.
Yeah. I wonder what he's up to. So like I said, it's episode 11. Do you want to shout people out?
Shout out Derek and Ashton. I'm going to switch it up. Shout out Ashton and Derek.
Switch it up. Shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
The super energetic shout outs you get each week. I know you guys really, I'm telling you, if you want to support our podcast, you'll be shouted out like that too.
Could be you.
This could be you. All you have to do is go to the link in the description where it says support, and he will energetically say your name.
No doubt.
No diggity. I was going to say diss out, and then I didn't.
I
went back to diggity. Yeah.
I'd rather have the pause than diz out.
So that was not a good time.
Mm-mm.
Episode 11. We made it.
We're here.
So this episode is different, I guess, than normal. I have never even heard of this. So this is brand new to both of us.
Different what?
Because it's an unsolved case. There's a lot of things that are weird about it, and it's just I don't even know how to explain it. Like, somebody asked me today if I was gonna put up a hint like for the episode, and I was like, I wouldn't even know where to start. One, because I'd never heard of it until I looked it up yesterday. And then two, I wouldn't know what to hint about. I would just be like, I got nothing.
Okay.
But it was in Arkansas.
Hit me with it.
So it was another one. I need to get like away from like us. I need to just pick. Let's travel to California. See what they're doing.
We ain't that close to Arkansas.
We're like an hour away.
Actually, we're like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Or 20.
Okay.
But that's not that close.
Okay, well, we're closer to Arkansas than we were the Lent Mansion.
It's a different world in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Okay, so today, that's how I'm going to start saying it. So.
Go for it.
I'll forget in 2 minutes. This is the unsolved mystery of Don Henry and Kevin Ives. And like I said, it's Bryant, Arkansas. Do you know where that is?
Nope.
No, neither. But it was in the 80s, 1987. There's like a lot. I'll go ahead and say this. It's going to be a little confusing only because there's like a lot of different information, I guess, because it's such a weird, like, I don't know. It's like people, it's like they didn't want to solve it or something. I don't know. It's very strange. So, like I said, it was in 1997 in August, right after midnight, they were going to go spotlighting, which is, every article I read was like, which is illegal. It is illegal. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to go do it. Like, you don't have to keep telling me that it's illegal.
It's illegal.
If you don't know what spotlighting is, it's where, like, one person holds, like, the flashlight, and then they're like, hey, over here, deer, or whatever they're going to kill. Like
coyotes or
and then the other deer. Person shoots them, like, while they're, I guess, distracted. It's like the...
Blinded by the light.
What is it? The art of distraction or whatever? I guess that's what they're doing. But it's illegal. Every website. It's very illegal. And I'm like, okay, damn. It says 17-year-old Kevin and his best friend, 16-year-old Don, were going to go out. This random says night hunting, but I know.
Yeah.
I know the truth. It was a wooded area along the railroad tracks near Don's home in Bryant, Arkansas. And so I guess they did this all the time, too. Like, they were always like, they knew this place. Like, this was the place they went all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... Okay, so you knew that these people were out there doing illegal things and you just let them do it. But I guess it was the 80s. They didn't give a shit.
Different time. Cocaine was a big thing.
They're like, do whatever you want. I don't even care. Okay, so they're out there doing their illegal stuff. And there's not like a lot of information like about what they did. It was just like they were out here and then 4 hours later they were found. Like, but that's all it says. There's not a lot of, like, I don't know, info about the 4 hours. So, 4 hours, I need that. What's the SpongeBob thing? 4 hours later, I need that.
You just did it.
I feel like that was pretty good. So, 4 hours later, a Union Pacific train was coming down the tracks. Shout out, Brian.
Shout out.
Shout out to my stepdad. If you're listening, shout out. A train is coming down the railroad tracks. It was a 75-car, 6,000-ton cargo train. And it was like its regular route it made every night to Little Rock, it says. So it was over a mile long and was traveling at speeds over 50 miles per hour. And so that thing's, you know, you can't stop them.
No, it takes like a mile to stop them.
Yeah. And so, of course, so this would be what, like 4 a.m, I guess? If they went out around midnight, so like 4 a.m. It says, so the train's going 50 miles an hour plus. It's going down the tracks, and the engineer, whose name was Stephen Schroyer, noticed something in the tracks. He's like, what the hell is that? So the boys are laying in the tracks, right? Like, it's like they're laying on their backs, like, you know, like knees over the rope. What is it?
The tracks?
Yeah.
Really knowledgeable about
it. Woo!
trains and railroads.
I know so much about trains. Okay, so it's like knees over one part of the track and then, you know, like their head like on the other part or whatever. But it also says that they were covered in a tarp and that Don's rifle was next to them. So they were laying parallel on the tracks. And so he starts blowing his horn and he's like, you know, get off the tracks. I can't stop. But they didn't. It says they did not move or react at all. Stephen attempted emergency stop, but it was too late. And so he ran over them.
Yeah.
Obviously. But that is horrible. Like every time I read this, I was like, oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine like him.
Well, they're already dead.
Like, knowing. Him knowing this. Like, I couldn't even imagine. So he ran over them. Like this one says he was going 52 miles an hour. So like. Over 50.
Either way, he ain't stopping.
Either way, he's not stopping. It says that it was like that he said from the time we'd placed the train into emergency position and laid down the horn, I would estimate about 3 to 5 seconds for impact. And that may not sound like a very long period of time, but when you're bearing down a couple of children, it feels like an eternity, honestly. Ugh, my God. I can't even imagine. So, like I said, he runs them over. So the medical examiner shows up and they're like, we're going to examine them, I guess.
That's what he does. Yeah. Makes sense.
So he said that they were in a marijuana induced coma.
Bullshit.
That's what he said. And it says he concluded that they had smoked approximately 20 marijuana cigarettes.
Still wouldn't do it.
Well, first of all, can you imagine how high you would be?
Because on the count of herb.
You yeah. wouldn't even, I don't even think you would make it to 20 in a 4 hour span. No
yes,
way.
Yes, you can.
Well, I mean, it was in the 80s too. Who knows what their marijuana was like? So, like I said, he's like, they're in a drug-induced coma. That's it.
Pass.
They're in a drug-induced coma from the marijuana. Mm-mm. That's what happened. The death's accidental. And everybody's like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
They smoked a bunch of weed and put tarps over each other.
That's what, exactly. Everybody's like, that doesn't make any sense. They smoked weed.
Got cold.
Laid on the tracks in the same position. Found a tarp. Put it over you. That doesn't make any sense. And then medical see, now, maybe I'm high.
I mean, marijuana cigarettes that you smoke.
The medical examiner is like, no, that's what happened. No. Case closed. Accidental death because they were in the tracks and the train couldn't stop. And everybody's like, that's the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And so their families are like, they had to have been murdered because they were like, they don't do like drugs. Like they might smoke a little weed, but they ain't like,
that's a gateway drug.
Doing some coke or whatever. And so, it says, Larry Ives, which was one of the fathers, says, I couldn't believe that Kevin was knocked out on marijuana or into any kind of heavy drugs, anything like that, because I was at home a lot during the day and he would come home from school and Linda was here at night and we'd never see him in a state that acted like he was spaced out or however you want to phrase it. So he could have been like a little high, but he wasn't like 20 marijuana cigarettes deep high.
And just, just say joints.
I only saying it because that's what they say.
You sound like a grandma. Them boys smoking the marijuana
marijuana cigarettes. And so, like I said, they were like, they lay down accidental.
Yeah, lay down, got cold, put tarp on, no big deal.
Took a tarp, whatever.
Classic.
It says that the parents were like, this isn't true. You guys are high. Yeah. That's not it. And so Kevin's father hired a private investigator because he said every time they would try to find out something that happened, they would meet resistance from different authorities and they weren't going anywhere. So they were like, why won't you try to, like, this doesn't make any sense and you won't look into it anymore. And they're like, no. It says that they were unwilling to cooperate or change their opinion. So they're like,
oh.
No. says 5 months after their deaths, Kevin and Don's parents held a press conference hoping to get the case reopened. And it worked because the next day it was officially open. So prosecutor Richard Garrett had Kevin and Don's bodies exhumed for another autopsy. It says a new pathologist concluded that they had smoked between only 1 and 3 marijuana cigarettes. So that's 20 less than the other person said. It says, and it even says much less than what was concluded before. How do you figure that out 5 years later?
I don't think you can. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. But now I need to know the answer to that. It says he also found evidence to indicate that one of them was already dead and the other was unconscious when they were hit by the train. So, oh my God, like you're unconscious and then you get ran over by a train.
You didn't feel nothing.
Maybe.
If you're unconscious, you wouldn't feel nothing.
Don't look at me like that.
You feel something when you're asleep, even asleep?
I feel like it would wake you up.
You'd be dead so fast, ain't no way.
Yeah. I guess they're like train tires sharp.
They're in their steel.
Well, I don't know.
So it would just cut right through you. Like in an instant.
Okay. So I don't want to talk about that. So in July of 88, a grand jury reversed the ruling of accidental death and ruled their deaths to be probable homicides. Dun, dun, dun. So it went from they were high and laid down to maybe they were murdered.
Yeah.
Which you would think that maybe you would have fucking done this a long time ago.
Made sense from Jump Street.
Yeah. But, you know, what do we know? We're not cops. We don't know anything. So then it says the prosecutor decided that he would focus on the tarp that the train guy said.
Smart.
And because neither of the boys owned one, they were like, why would they be covered with a tarp? Doesn't make any sense. Blah, blah, blah. It says all of the people on the train were able to see the scene prior to the accident, and they were partially covered by the tarp. But when they searched the scene, it says they couldn't find it. They were like, I don't even know. It says the police who searched the scene denied that the engineer had told them about the tarp. It says, according to the engineer of the train, they even questioned the tarp's existence. He said, they would be questioning me about the existence of the boys on the track because what's real and what's not. And it was there as well as the boys. Like, it's so weird.
Just bad cops.
Are you sure? Were the boys even there? Well, yeah. Obviously they fucking were. You just dug their bodies up. I hate people so much. So let's just put that out there. I hate people.
Thanks for listening.
Not that. I'm saying like... it just doesn't make any sense.
They're just bad cops. Well, just dummies.
Well,
they're everywhere.
Well, I know, but the Lord. Was there a tarp? Yes, bitch. Damn.
If all four people said it, right. I'd be like, okay. Probably was a tarp.
I guess there was. And it's 5 years later. That tarp is gone. Like, it ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
It says another.
5 years? I thought you said 5 months.
Oh, maybe I did say months. Was it years?
You said they exhumed it. They got the trial started after 5 months after the...
When did they... 5 months after their death is when they did the press conference.
And then you said it opened up the next day.
Midnight. So why am I saying years?
I don't know, but you need to get it together.
Do you want to tell the story?
No, you're doing good. You're just confusing me.
Corrections corner. Immediately, it's been months, not years.
Well, sorry. Because then I have new thoughts if it's 5 years.
Either way, 5 months later, that tarp is gone. Yeah. That tarp was gone probably the next day.
It could still be there 5 months, though.
Mm.
It's just a tarp.
But, like, when there's tornadoes here, that tarp is gone.
Not in August.
It is gone. Yeah, but what's 5 months after August?
I don't know. What is 5 months after August?
January? Yeah.
What month is August?
August? I don't know.
It's the 8th month.
So January.
February.
No. January. So anyway, after your calendar lesson.
Well, that's a first grade lesson. That's day one stuff.
Whatever. So, 6 weeks after the case was reopened, there was a similar case in Hodgdon, Oklahoma, in which two men, Billy Hanline and Dennis Dacre, were found lying on railroad tracks and hit in 1984, positioned almost identically to Kevin and Don. It says, but police found no suspects in their deaths. The families were convinced that they were murdered, and they were like, but why?
But was there or wasn't there a tarp?
But was there a tarp? We don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just pretty, it's not a coincidence.
That, what do you mean?
The two separate occasions that happened the exact same way.
Yeah.
There's a moiderer out there.
A moiderer. There's something. Been another moider.
There's a milling around out there.
Milling around. Oh, my. Let's see. Where are we? Where are we? Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so eventually they did a third autopsy.
Why?
Because the parents were still like, what the fuck? So.
That don't make no sense.
Well, I can't help that. It says there was evidence of stab wounds on Don's t-shirt he was wearing.
It took him the third try to figure that out.
I guess. It says, Kevin, when they took a closer look, appeared to have been struck in the head was what to believe to be the butt of a rifle, similar to that of Don's rifle he had taken hunting with them. It says, the second autopsy ruling was overturned. Their deaths were ruled as a homicide. So I guess there were like three is enough. We don't need a fourth one. They're dead. They were murdered. But it says the prosecutor that fought, like the one that was like, we have to keep this going. We have to keep blah, blah, blah. He eventually died at the age of 27. So he was a young guy in 2018. It says they still don't have any freaking clue what happened. They don't know. There's many, 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 many theories out there. Because, of course, that's what people do. You look so confused.
Yeah. I am a little confused.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, none of it from the beginning makes sense. There's no one to tell you what happened in that 4-hour period. Well, I take that back. There's information I haven't said yet. So there's that. They just instantly get the bodies, and just, it's like they just started making shit up.
Yeah, I mean, why would it take three autopsies to find a fucking stab wound? Or trauma, blunt force trauma to the head.
I don't know. So this one says suspects. Dun, dun, dun. Suspense. Says a week before they were killed, an unidentified man wearing military fatigues was spotted in the vicinity of the tracks. His behavior was suspicious, and a police officer stopped and questioned him, and the freaking guy opened fire on the cop. Like, he was like, you ain't asking me questions. Yep. I was gonna shoot you. The area was searched, but he was never found. It says, on the night when Kevin and Don were killed, witnesses say they saw that man again, and this time he was leaving town, heading down a road less than 200 yards from where they found the bodies. Hmm. And the police were never able to locate or identify him.
So he's somewhere.
So this case was on Unsolved Mysteries, like the OG, obviously, not the new one. I feel like we need to watch this. I think this episode aired in 88, so it wasn't really long after it happened. It was also a subject of a book called The Boys on the Tracks. And it is, it says it ranks as one of the most remembered of the series, that it was like a series of books or whatever, and this was like the most popular one. So people want to know. And that says that they had a call center, and tips would be called in all the time, and they would be like, it would be a drug dealer. Maybe they were doing drugs. Maybe they were into the drug stuff. They had a secret, I don't know, drug ring. I don't know.
All right, I figured out what I was so confused about a while ago.
What?
You said the prosecutor died at the age of 27 in 2018.
Yeah.
How could he be 27?
That's what it said. That's why I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe he was a baby. Maybe it was a typo.
He was literally a baby. And he was a time traveler.
It said 27. Maybe they meant 57. I don't know.
I've still been thinking. There's no fucking way he was 27. Because
when I read it, I thought the same thing. I thought, that doesn't make any sense. He was just a child.
There's just no way.
But that's what it said right here. Died at the age of 27.
That's got to be backwards. I've been thinking. I haven't stopped thinking about it. He's a fucking time traveler, obviously.
Well,
he was a small infant prosecutor, baby genius.
I don't know.
It's got to just be backwards or something.
Maybe he was
typo. Clearly a typo. He wasn't 27. He was 27 at one point, but not in 2018. Not a fucking chance.
Whatever. Let's Google it. Because now I'm like, how old was he?
He wasn't 27 when he died. In 27, he was working the case.
It's 72.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
That's a little typo. Just backwards. I'm telling you, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
I was confused, but I was like.
I was like, what? How in the hell is he 27?
I was confused, but I was just like, I'm just going to keep on going.
I was like, this shit happened in 87. He's just a gleaming daddy's eye.
I was just going to keep on trucking and just be
like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was thinking, how the fuck is this guy so young?
He was a medical. He was Benjamin Button. He was aging in reverse.
I don't know what he was. Doogie Howser here.
Okay. I'm never going to let this go.
I'm done with it. I was so confused. He was 72. Yeah, 72.
Okay, so.
So. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
So later, a witness came forward. A different witness.
How much later?
It just says later. It says that they claim that on the night of the murders, he saw two police officers beating two boys senseless in a store parking lot before tossing them into a truck and driving away. But it doesn't say if it was these boys, if it was another boys. He was just like, hey, I saw some cops beating some kid up and they put him in the truck and then I never saw him again. So
maybe that's why they closed the case real fast. Maybe. It's a conspiracy theory.
Well, here we go. It also says that the not 27-year-old prosecutor talked to Robert Stack, who was the Unsolved Mysteries host, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it says that he claimed that there is drug trafficking throughout Bryant and that it is also connected to several other states. And he believes that the boys stumbled onto a drug lab that manufactured meth and that they were killed as a result. But it says there were no suspects because he thinks that it's some sort of police cover-up.
Well, the type of drug makes sense. Be meth in Arkansas.
Well, meth is everywhere. But
I know, but it's huge around here.
I know, but I'm saying that's what the prosecutor thought. Like, he was like, it's shady. Like, this doesn't make any sense. So in 1996, Kevin's mom released a video called Obstruction of Justice, detailing the botched investigation and cover-up of an alleged drug ring in Saline County. It says several people have been implicated in this conspiracy, which was involved in numerous investigations and two grand juries. So the parents are like, we're going to fucking figure this out. And then, of course, some people just think that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So it was like,
that's probably more likely.
They could have either been, they were helping in the drugs. And then they were like, or they just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So just don't look at this.
Don't smoke marijuana cigarettes.
Don't smoke marijuana cigarettes. So 30 years later, which would have been like, what, recently? I guess.
It would have been about, what would have been
2018. A wrestler comes forward. And yes, I said wrestler.
Okay.
And you will probably know this wrestler because the name sounded familiar to me. So, A video was posted on January 23rd by a wrestler named Billy Jack Haynes. It says he was a well-known wrestler in the 1980s. Do you know who that is?
Billy the Kid?
Billy Jack Haynes. I don't know. I didn't watch wrestling in the 80s.
Well, I was only alive for like 4 years in the 80s, so.
It says his name was William Albert Haynes. He was American professional wrestler, but he was known as Billy Jack Haynes.
I don't know him. Wasn't Billy Jack like a movie character?
This guy.
No, but he looks like a monster.
See, I feel like I've seen this picture with the hat before.
He looks like Macho Man Randy Average. Kind
of Randy Average. Get out. So anyway, he posted a video. And it says that he witnessed the murders of these boys. This wrestler.
Okay.
And he was like... I mean, that you never know. So he says in this video, I come with no mask. I come with no hidden voice. I come to you straight face to face because this is reality, man.
Yeah, man.
So, okay. It says he was compelled to come forward after the shooting death of Seth Rich, who is an employee of the Democratic National Committee. It says several conspiracy theorists have tried to connect his death as well to the boys on the track. It says, but it was widely debunked because there was also something about a Clinton conspiracy theory as well. So
the Clinton body count?
Yeah.
That, you still see that shit everywhere.
Oh, well, I've never heard of it. I don't read conspiracy theories. It says the former wrestler explained that he used to be a drug trafficker and a hired enforcer during the 80s and was introduced to a politician drug dealer from Arkansas. It says that the unnamed politician asked him to kill David Kennedy, the son of Robert Kennedy, in 1984. So this guy's just coming in hot. It says, he also says, in August of 87, I was contracted by the Arkansas criminal politician and asked if I would provide muscle at an Arkansas drug stop. It says, he was saying this while reading from a paper in his video. The criminal politicians suspected that some drug money drops were being stolen. It says that's when he says that he witnessed the murder of Henry and Ives. He also claimed that the politician believed police officers were involved in the theft of drug money. He says that the teens were murdered by people working for the same criminal politician. And then it says that he met Linda Ives in 2016 and gave names of everyone involved to her private investigator.
Oh, yeah. But nothing ever happened?
No, because people are like, what the fuck?
Fucking Billy Jack.
You're a wrestler. What the fuck are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Is it really? I mean.
Yeah, but if you see a picture of him, he looks like an enforcer or somebody.
Yeah, but that's such a weird thing to do. And why would you wait so long? Like.
You got a guilty conscience.
Well, 30 years later, you should have said something a long time ago.
He didn't have a guilty conscience in him, Billy.
I'm assuming he's still alive.
He's a freak. He's huge.
He's only 67.
Is he sure?
Like, you can, like, literally Googling him, Billy Jack deaths on the boys in the track, Billy Jack on drug distribution. So
this sounds familiar.
Because I think you're thinking of the movie, the Billy Jack in the movies.
Do you know Billy Jack in the movies?
The blonde guy, right? He was like whoop people's ass all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had really sweet kicks.
Yeah, that's what it was. He'd kick people.
Almost like.
So anyway, this wrestler was like, hey, I know this. But the people are like, okay. Do you though?
What you talking about, Billy Jack?
So, I mean, that's really everything I could find. As well. Like, there's not much.
That's we don't why I need any more information. Billy Jack just gave it to us.
Billy Jack told us everything. That's why I want to watch the Unsolved Mysteries, because I'm like, this doesn't make any sense at all. But then I'm like, I feel like I'd watch the Unsolved Mysteries and still be confused.
Just going to see the same shit you just read.
Pretty much.
And probably have the video.
And I read, many websites, and it was like, no, it was all basically the same shit. Like, they were on the tracks. Where they did, I don't know. Where they said, I don't know. Was this a police cover-up? I don't know. Like, it was like, and they, like I said, to this day, they have no idea. No, not a clue.
Well, Unsolved Mysteries ain't going to do nothing but give you more questions. And that Billy Jack wouldn't be on there.
Well, his videos are on YouTube.
You should make a special episode.
If you want to watch him, just go to YouTube.
I don't like YouTube. You got to watch 40 ads for every 2 minutes of a YouTube video you watch.
Not every person does that. But yeah, so that's the very confusing story of Kevin and Don.
Well, they were very clearly murdered. People just don't get it.
Smoke a couple joints. And the fact that people would like try to even say, and that is why it does feel like maybe there was some kind of cover up, because nobody would ever be like, yeah, they just got high, laid down, covered themselves up, and fell asleep.
Yeah, like two normal boys do together.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't, that's the only part that I would be like, this would be some kind of weird, like, caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe saw the wrong people, and they unfortunately ended up dead, but you're never going to know why kind of thing.
No. Another lesson is don't illegally hunt.
Don't spotlight animals ever.
At nighttime, like a couple.
Would you spotlight them weirdos in the daytime? Look at this light that you will never be able to see because it's daytime.
They make flashlights these days that would still blind you in the daylight.
Oh, there's another one that, like, cool. What are they barking at? Mm-hmm. They were like, you know what, guys?
There was a possum on the porch the other day.
That's true. It might be bad. There was a possum on the porch the other day. But yeah, the dogs are like, we've been good for 3 episodes, you mother truckers. It's time for us to come back out. Oh, hi, Cash. Yeah, he's back. Cash is in here like, But no, there was a possum on the porch the other day. We were watching TV and Eric thought it was a cat. And he comes in, or he gets up and looks at the thing and he's like, there's a possum on the porch. And I was like, what?
It's usually a cat.
That's what I said. He thought it was just a cat they were barking at. And then it was.
Possums are so fucking gross. They're just, what are they even? What purpose do they serve?
That they eat bugs.
They can eat bugs elsewhere. Oh. Not in my yard.
That's the third one.
On my damn porch.
That's the third one we've had, and we live in town.
Third one in 9 years.
That's 3 too many.
I had to kill
one. I've lived in this town for 1,000,000 years, and I never had a possum anywhere near me. So
the other two are fine, but I had to kill that one because it was trying to get Benny. Remember?
Unfortunately.
Well, I had to. You won't let it get the dog? He was just a puppy.
No. So, like, this one, there's, like, more information, but there's that nobody knows what to. So several people connected to this case have been murdered or died under suspicious circumstances over the years.
Ooh, now we're talking.
It says, so now Billy Jack is concerned about his safety, but not enough to prevent him from coming forward.
I like a good conspiracy.
I know you do. It drives me insane. It says, if you would like to help fund the investigation, this was in 2018, there was a GoFundMe page set up, but I don't know if there still is. But this article was published in 2018.
I didn't even know GoFundMe was a thing in 2018.
I don't either. Let's type it in.
I really don't even know what it is now.
You just raise money for stuff.
Like, I'll get a new truck.
They still have... It's still up. It looks like the last person donated 5 months ago.
A $15,000 goal.
And they've raised $12,100.
That's not bad. Pretty close.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it says, so I guess the GoFundMe is like all about the Billy Jack guy.
Meh.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm not concerned about the Billy Jack guy.
No, I'm saying I guess that's where this stems from. And the guy that starred the GoFundMe is Keith Roundsval. He's a private investigator in Little Rock.
Zanzibar.
And it says, it's set. I'm looking at his LinkedIn profile. It says, I work pro bono for Linda and Larry Ives and has been for more than a year.
Hmm.
It says, and that's when he was talking about Billy Jack Haynes and how he came forward. And so that's where they're like, we're going to find information now or whatever. And then he's like, go to YouTube and place in these names in the search box and you'll find so many videos about it. So that immediately to me is like, I don't know if I trust you because like you're going to make me go to fucking YouTube. Just tell me about it. That's weird.
Why would he post all that on whatever LinkedIn is?
I guess because, I don't know, maybe this isn't even him.
But is there links?
To what?
The YouTube.
Oh, here's his website. PrivateSnoop.com. Kind of sounds like a...
God, this is going to be a porn website.
Yeah. We've changed our name. To what? PSI.
Pounds per square inch?
Because they were like, Private Snoop sounds like a porn website. Ooh, so you can look up PI-4U.com and find the website to the private investigator that's apparently still like working on the case.
Looks like a third grader made this website.
It's not, I don't.
My first website.
MyFirstWebsite.com. Yeah, I don't know. I can't decide if this is real or not.
I mean,
but I guess if you're a private investigator, do you honestly give a shit of what your website looks like?
One way to know. Is there a phone number?
I don't know.
What was the address?
It says Little Rock.
I mean, did it have a phone number behind it? No. Or beside it?
No. I don't know what that number
is. Yeah, it does.
You can send them, you can contact them on their website. Is that a phone number?
Yeah, that's the area code.
They put a dash instead of a...
Mm-hmm.
You can even look up case summaries on this. Cases solved.
Zero. I wouldn't be shocked.
Still none. It's like a freaking...
He solved 4 cases. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I can't decide if this is real or not.
That GoFundMe is to pay the bill. He ain't getting no PI work.
GoFundMe to pay his bills.
That's probably not even him in that picture.
I know. I'm like, I don't know. I not Googled him. And that's
what's got to be true.
No, I'm saying I Googled this guy's name, the Keith Ronswall or whatever.
I don't know.
He's got a Facebook page.
Now we'll find out the truth.
It's always true if it's on Facebook. Oh, that's not him. Oh, is it him?
That guy in the picture and that background.
Yeah, on the LinkedIn is not the same. This guy worked at the police department.
So he probably is a PI.
But this
looks
like him.
He's retired police. That's him.
That was 2017. Okay, I'm creeping too hard. This is too much. We got to get up there.
I know about you now.
Too far. I'm so sorry.
You'll be on that body count next.
Please don't come after me. I'm just podcasting. I don't know the truth. He's even on the Better Business Bureau. He's been in business for 24 years. So he probably knows what he's doing.
He could.
I don't know.
He should take down the cases solved thing on his website, though. That's impressive.
I mean, it just looks like he started because of the Billy Jack thing. But I guess I could be wrong. But everything on the GoFundMe page is about, like, Billy Jack Hayes 2019. They talked about him again here. So that's really what's weird to me, I guess. It says this, somebody commented, this man has a GoFundMe for money he is owed not to help the boys find justice. Don't help him. Oh, 17 months ago. I do not represent the Ives family any longer, but I still have debt from my paying all the expenses related to the investigation.
This son of a bitch.
So basically everything I thought was right.
Yeah.
He's full of shit. And there's so many people that are like, please don't donate to him. Please don't. Even though that's the bomb. Please do not donate to this account. He does not represent me or my family as he claims. So this guy's a fucking fraud.
I told you he had bills. I said it out loud.
19 months ago, the mom. My family no longer endorses the solicitation of funds for the investigation of the murder of Kevin. So even the mom's on here like, don't fucking give him any money. I mean, he might have helped them at some point. But
it's weird to me that he, you just, they, you started hearing about him when the freaking wrestler started.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's trying to, like, I guess,
pay his bills.
Bank off that. I don't know.
He said he had bills to pay. We all do.
But he said after, he's like, I don't represent them any longer. So he might have, but, and then the, this is weird.
Well, that mom said it was over 2 years ago. Well, I guess this was all older.
Yeah. I couldn't find anything like recently. So I don't know about that. But that, see, I knew it. I knew that was sketchy. I knew it was sketchy when I looked at it. Dang it. But yeah, there's nothing. Nothing yeah. about it. So it's a mystery still. Mystery, it's a mystery. Dun, 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 dun.
And nobody will ever know the answer.
I think, I mean, to me, it just sounds like they wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. I don't believe in like the conspiracy theories. I don't think any of that's true. I think it was just like wrong place, wrong time. And maybe they, I mean, you know, kids can be bad and like do things that their parents don't know about. So they, maybe they could have been mixed up with some shit that they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I don't care how much pot you smoke. You ain't passing.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe they were like hanging out with the wrong kinds of people and doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Well, I mean, I believe the theory about like the drug ring, especially exporting drugs, if there's the exact same thing happened in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Probably just part of the ring. Kids are into some shit they shouldn't have been into.
All right, stop it, kids. Stop it.
I told you. Marijuana's a gateway drug.
Children. Marijuana's...
It'll lead you to them amphetamines.
Them, it'll lead you to them 23 cigarettes. 23 marijuana cigarettes. No, I'm just kidding. They only had three.
Well, they probably didn't have any. It took them three autopsies to find a fucking stab wound. So, I don't believe nothing. Those idiots, so... A bunch of dummies.
So yeah, this was a clusterfuck, and I feel like that's all it is a clusterfuck.
Well, it's just an unsolved mystery for a reason.
It'll probably remain that way.
It'll never be solved. It's too late now.
That's what I'm saying.
Too late now.
There was a help solve the murder thing on Facebook, but it hasn't been updated since February of 2019.
It's over. If Facebook just gave up, and then
Facebook gave up. Oh, there's the GoFundMe thing again. So
that fucking guy.
Damn it! Damn it! Cash is totally wanting up in this piece. He's standing at the gate, going, but he's smiling because he's so cute.
I'm gonna come get you in a minute, bud.
No, I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get you. Bud.
I'm gonna get you. People listening are like, don't come get me.
I'll come get you.
We're coming for you, listeners. So what'd you think? It's confusing as hell, and
I don't like when you ask me how I think, because I what I think is what I've been saying all time.
You can't who can you
summarize what
there's
I feel
nothing
about
you can you can't say fuck any but well I guess you can say that about the private investigator, but
yeah, fuck that guy obviously, but he's a dweeb.
He sounds like he was just using them to be somebody.
I already said what I thought about it. They were in some shit they shouldn't have been into.
No, I'm saying it's like, I'm asking like, what do you think? Like, it's weird, or are you like...
That's exactly what that means.
No.
I said it's all weird 100 times. Ugh. None of it makes any sense.
No, it really doesn't make any sense.
But what makes the most sense to me is they was into some shit they shouldn't have been into.
Like, if somebody came up to me
and somebody murdered them
tomorrow and they were to ask me about this, I would be like, I've already forgotten everything I talked about because it's so confusing and I don't have a clue.
It's not,
next question.
It's a botched. It's a either botched or covered up investigation, and
it's obvious. I would also
kids were murdered.
I would say more so. I would think it was probably botched because I would think that like because sometimes when shit like this happens, they just automatically want to close it and don't care. Like there's been many things, many like. Botched cases because like whoever it is they just automatically assume that's what it is and they're like, yeah, close it, I don't give a shit. And it's crazy that there are people out there that do that, but like some people, like that's actually what they do. Like, yeah, close it, they laid on the tracks, the end. Like, no,
Well, yeah, until you do just the autopsy, then you realize that's not what happened.
Well, the first autopsy.
I would assume, like, the train just, whatever part was on the track was just immediately separated from the body.
No, I'm saying the autopsy, like, they didn't give a shit either, the first round.
Or the second. They didn't find the shit
second
till the third.
One, the second one was when they were like, they weren't that high. They but didn't do that. So that's when it started to be like,
but how can you do that without toxicology? And if their body's been in the ground for 5 months, there's no blood, there's no organs, there's no nothing in it.
I don't know.
So it's, I don't believe that either.
I don't work for that.
I will believe the third one that said they found the snare glands. I mean,
I will believe the third
one. I'm not
final.
A doctor, but that's day one shit to me.
I don't know.
That's a person been stabbed here. I can see that with my eyes.
I can see that with my eyes.
That didn't come from a
train. How crazy. Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, so, okay. So here's my question then, too. When they. Did they just leave them in the clothes they were in? Or did they have to go get the clothes out of evidence? Because surely they would have taken the clothes out of and put them in evidence.
Not these dumb, dumb idiots.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. That's how I'm going to finish it. I don't have a fucking clue.
I don't know. Tis a mystery. Tis a mystery.
Tis an unsolved mystery. And.
I mean, not all the way unsolved to me. They were murdered. It's pretty obvious.
Well, I'm saying you're never going to find out what happened.
No, because the people involved with it are more than likely dead now anyway. So that's Billy Jack.
He saw everything.
And who knows
apparently.
What kind of drugs he's been on.
That's what I was linking. I'm like, who knows what this guy, like, if any of this is even remotely true, what he's saying. He could just be making shit up because he's like, I'm a washed up wrestler.
Ooh, washed up. Mm-hmm.
Well, but neither one of us knew who he was. When I watch wrestling, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I do not. No, I don't. Wow. You don't watch wrestling anymore.
I just said I watched wrestling.
So did I, but not when I was four. I mean, I might have, but I don't remember when I was
not.
Four.
I was like, eating like Triple H, dirt or like something. Hardy Brothers, all them.
Excuse this me, isn't that.
Our boys, sorry. Wow. They were brothers.
Wow, what a fan.
I didn't say I was a giant fan. Then I know
your favorite was probably Jeff.
I don't know.
Don't even know Jeff. He's the one who did the swanton dive, the flip.
Because I literally like, just said, I'm not arguing with you about wrestling.
I mean, if you just don't know, just don't.
I didn't say I knew. Oh my God.
No, I'll talk about old school wrestling.
No.
We're not doing Since we're that. Talking about it.
No. And oh no. Okay. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
You want me to give them our address?
No. We live in New York, New York.
No, we definitely don't live there.
We live in Disney World.
Where can you find us? Snap? No, not
no,
Snapchat.
Not Snapchat.
Already wrong. Twitter, Instagram. Facebook.
Yeah. And we have a Facebook group you can join and do super fun stuff. We're playing Horror Trivial Pursuit in the group now. That's funny. Because
I don't get to play because I don't have Facebook.
You can't. I was telling them you can't Google because that takes the fun out of it. So I'm like, if you don't know the answer, just make something up. And there's been some pretty funny ones.
We'll talk about it next one.
Huh?
Next episode.
We'll talk
on
about
the next
it.
Episode.
When hopefully I'll find one that doesn't make me stress out.
I'm not stressed. I have a pretty clear idea what happened.
I'm saying that we'll find one that has an answer.
Yeah, that would.
Preferably.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of this. Interesting to think like these people just fucked it up from Jump Street.
Yeah, I might YouTube it.
After you just said that you hate YouTube.
I do hate YouTube, but what else is there?
So basically, I'm going to say the moral of this story is I feel like Billy Jack is on crack.
Billy Jack is on crack.
I had to. I could not take that opportunity.
Step on a crack, break Billy Jack's back.
Break Billy Jack's back. I feel like he's making shit up. I feel like the PI guy's full of shit. And I feel like this case is crazy. The end.
The end.
That's my gavel.
I was saying the gavel.
The end.
You're going to set the dogs on fire. No. Fire him up with that.
We're about to end it anyway.
Okay.
Are you gonna drum roll me out of here? Not loudly.
Yep.
We'll scare you later. Goodbye. Hi, Kesh. Guys, I don't know how we haven't talked about Audible yet. I love listening to podcasts, but I also love listening to audiobooks and have guided meditation on my hand every single day. If you haven't heard of Audible, they're the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks. They have bestsellers such as Midnight Sun, which I have added to my list and I can't wait to listen to it. But they also have Harry Potter, which I have listened to a million and one times. I'm not ashamed. It's fine. They have true crime books. They have memoirs. They have news outlets such as the Wall Street Journal, which is awesome because I'm not a newspaper reader, but I can definitely listen to it and get the news that I need. What I love the most is that you can find anything on there, anything, podcasts, audiobooks, like I said, guided meditation, which is one of my favorite things. You can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is totally free. It can be downloaded on smartphones and tablets, any smartphone and tablet. You can listen across all devices without losing your spot. So if you started on your phone and want to keep listening on your iPad, it works. You don't lose your spot, which is great because I'm always losing my bookmark. And this is so helpful. If you can't decide what to listen to, you can keep your credits that you get for up to a year. And you do get credits as a member every month. You get one credit to pick any new title plus two Audible original titles from a monthly selection and access to daily news digests. So really, what more could you ask for? So check out Audible and find your favorite audiobooks today. So all you have to do is check out Audible and start your free trial at www.audibletrial.com/mhauntingsm. Go get your free trial and get your listening on.